Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Ann Hirsch. And of course, we're in the midst of the Christina Lou Show. So, Christina, let's get back to the information which we share at this point in time.
Your
what world?
I was on my service request world for a second.
Are you doing 311 today?
So another quick one.
I tell you, you have to call 311 for anything in reference to Project Independence. And Christina basically is the person who takes care of the 311
calls.
Yes,
Paula and myself.
Paula and yourself when it comes in to 311 and gets referred to Project Independence. So when I see her on the computer as much as she is, that means Paula's off today.
I know, yes. Paula's at like a training, so I was like, oh, let me. She's like, can you cover me? I was like, sure. Anyway.
And the reason I'm saying that is your calls get answered within 24 hours.
Yes, you know, Paula.
You're not going to wait till Monday or Tuesday
now. You know, Paula and I laugh at ourselves because we are very, very diligent with it, and it becomes almost like a compulsion that we need to, like, get it out of the queue. So, like, between the two of us, we're, like, constantly looking in there. But, you know, we really want people to really get the calls. And I want to give a shout out to the social workers and nurses that we assign these calls to, because, you know, most of them are on a part-time basis, but their response time to getting back to our constituents is really wonderful. And I just really, they're the ones that are really doing the amazing stuff out there. So just that's a little sidebar. But, you know, we were talking about programs that were coming up, and on February 28th, Karen Deniger, who actually was here with Neil, is providing a chat about urgent care and emergency room versus emergency room. So this, the first one that they did was in Port Washington. Now they're taking it to the Great Neck Social Center on Wednesday, February 28th, from 10:30 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. And they're going to talk about essentially, you know, just differences between urgent care and emergency room and what's provided. So if you heard what was here and you had some more questions, I think it's definitely worth checking out.
And if you have friends that didn't listen to the show, pass along that this is available.
Yeah, you know, and that's what we really try and do on the show. Because it's great, you know, for that half hour we have people here and you can kind of get a gist of things. And then it's great that they are able to do these programs in other places and you can really dive in more with that too. So,
speaking of diving in, Christina, by any chance are you going to talk at all about an event going on March 3rd?
The Polar Plunge will be occurring on March 3rd and who knows what the weather will be.
John, are you in that one, John? Can we rely on you?
No, I'm not going to be there. Anne.
They did
actually have an appointment that day.
They did have the chicken coop, if you remember, John, where you could sit and watch people dive into the ocean. They had that last year. I wonder if they will have this again.
Oh, I thought John would be right there in the front.
No.
Leading the way.
This will be on Saturday, March 3rd. It's the 14th annual Town of North Hempstead Polar Plunge, which is in Port Washington. The funds go to the Special Olympics, which they've been going to for a while now. And last year they raised $60,000.
Wow.
Just by this. So it's really an amazing, amazing thing. And I think it's kudos to the brave souls that take part in this polar plunge, and power to them. And I just think it's a great cause. And it's fun. I know they've been going on in all the different towns. And, you know, but I encourage people to, if you are so brave, to go and check it out. And if not, you are more than welcome to go support that.
Do you know what time of the day they do this?
Yes, so the Polar Plunge, registration begins at 10 a.m. and the plunge is at noon.
Whoa, okay.
Yeah, so hopefully it warms up by noon. So that is something wonderful that's going on in North Hempstead. Also, we want to encourage people that the 2018 AARP driving courses, defensive driving courses, are being offered at Clinton G. Martin Park again. February 10th is obviously tomorrow, and that one is completely full. But the next one will be on March 3rd. It's from 9:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. $20 for AARP members, and it's $25 for non-members. You know, you could... I really recommend you going. It could either take off, you know, points on your license or a significant amount of money. I always make sure to do it because everything helps. I think it's like 10% or something that might come up. I think that's what it was.
Oh, yes. You do get a discount.
And it's just a great thing, you know, so you can come to Clinton G. Martin Park and write out your check, or you can call 311 or 869-6311 But I really recommend that you call as soon as possible because these dates do fill up.
And that discount does last for several years.
Yeah, I'm not sure how many years. I
think it's three.
Yeah, I actually have to check because I might be up myself.
You always got
to
look at it.
Yeah, so it's definitely worth checking out. Also, I want to promote, which is very exciting, the new app for 88.1 FM, WCWP.org, is available. I downloaded it for my iPhone.
You're talking about that?
Mm-hmm.
I'm reading it. I'm downloading it right now.
Good. See? There you go.
And it is simple. If I can do it, anybody
can. No, it really, because as soon as Dan says over, I said, oh, let me, do this. And it literally and it makes listening to the show so easy now. It's just with the push of a button, which is really wonderful. And, because I know a lot of people, unfortunately, we wish we could have a broadcast that went very far. But this is a way that you're able to download on your iPhone, your Android device, whatever it could be.
I just typed in WCWP radio, and it says app next to it. You push
the
button,
the Christina
Lou
radio show.
That's it.
It's done.
There you go.
Wow. So now you can get that in a broader...
You can get it anywhere.
You can go to Florida and get it?
Yes, you can.
Absolutely.
Yep. Yeah, because now it's in an app form, which is great.
So you can listen to it live as we're doing the
show.
Whoa, that's great. That's
so we could spread the word. We'll be taking over the world little by little.
That's okay.
But I really recommend people do that. And if you need any help, you could always call 311 and I could assist you with this process too. So definitely download that. It's free and it's absolutely worth it. Also, I want to remind people, unfortunately this weather has been kind of hard for our look, he's really
uh-oh.
Shy.
Shut it off. John. No.
He was really trying to show you that the app works. You heard us very clearly.
So oh, it's
you heard,
perfect.
You heard
did
here
you
first.
See how red John
oh,
looks?
I want to get in trouble here.
Really,
Dan will be in a minute.
He's hoping
red
Dan left. Dan will come in and slap him on the wrist with a ruler. But, there you go. The app clearly works, which is wonderful. That sounded very clear. It was, it was like me in surround sound. That was really exciting.
You can tell Christine.
And then it wouldn't turn off.
The way she just brushes it over.
Well, John's fumbling with it. I was trying everything to not really just die of laughter on that one.
Okay.
But the app works, so download it. Download it today. Also, I want to remind people that we have a bunch of our social groups are meeting, but to always just call 311 before anything because we've had to cancel a lot of things because of weather issues. And even if the accumulation isn't high, the roads are, it could be icy. So we don't want people showing up. Always call 311. They will be able to let you know if the meeting, the program, whatever it is on. I just want to remind people of that because it's been kind of tricky over the last couple of months. On February 21st, there'll be a chat called Eating Right for Older Adults, and that will be at Magnolia Gardens on February 21st from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. You can come and learn tips on how to make healthy choices. This is a wonderful partnership we have with Cornell Cooperative
Extension. That's been done before, right?
Yes, I've gone to that.
So Cornell Cooperative Extension is in partnership with us, and they provide these series at Magnolia Gardens. So once a month, there's some kind of variation on, being healthy, making healthy choices. And they're really, really wonderful. And I love it because they give you some really good concrete tips as well for that. So that is something I recommend checking out. Anne has said she's attended. And Anne also goes to many of our different programs. You could always count on Anne to pop in and definitely check these things out. And I want to remind people also, if you're interested in becoming one of our advisory members, we're always looking for new members. Please call 311. It's the great place to kind of get the beginning ideas of what goes on with Project Independence and the suggestions. And your suggestions are always responded to, whether we can do it or can't do it. You always get an answer. And you could be as vocal as you want in the advisory committees or as quiet as you want. And you are not committed, obviously, to go every month. I know Anne's attended a bunch of our advisory committees, too. And I think it's a great place to even just meet people in the community and just see, something that you might have been feeling or thinking about. Other people in the area could, too. So.
And it's where the ideas come from.
Absolutely.
A lot of the changes that have been made throughout the town.
100%.
Just a thought.
No, and that's really, the Roslyn Advisory was just Thursday. and they came back. The Lindens, who David Lindens, right. one of our co-hosts, was there. And I love it because he was serving as an ambassador and was telling them how wonderful one of these programs he was on when we had about advocacy was on the program and how it was just such a wonderful segment. And he spread the word, and it was just great because now people learned about a new organization, and he was really encouraging everyone to tune into this show. Because there's great information that you could also just use practically. Right.
So, Christina, what is this that Supervisor Boswell and Clerk Wink are calling for nominations of 25th Annual Women's Role of Honor?
Yes, the Women's Role of Honor has been going on. It's the 25th Annual Women's Role of Honor Breakfast. It's going to be on March 28th at the Harbor Links Clubhouse from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. They're taking nominations up until February 21st. And you could, it's anyone who's interested in submitting a name for consideration, call 311, or you can access the town website at northhempsteadny.gov. And you could just really, you know, you put a little blurb as to why you think someone deserves this honor. They could be doing something in the community or just, you know, a resident that does, you know, it could really, it's a very broad topic. And it's just a nice event to, you know, honor the wonderful women in North Hempstead because there really are residents who are just absolutely phenomenal and that have that are continuing to do wonderful things and that have done wonderful things. So that's it. I think that's all we have for today.
It's amazing how, you know, I think the most important lesson we learned today is that the WCWP app works. And it works very, very well. Just type it into Google. I go through Google for everything.
Yes.
Just WCWP radio, and obviously it worked, and it's nice and clear, and you'll get anything you want to know on this radio station.
That's great.
That's it for this week. You've been listening to Senior Talk Radio on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This has been Project Independence and You. Have a great weekend. We'll be back next week.